I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a quick preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Well, we have one public hearing, and that's to renew our franchise with SEMCO, which is our gas supplier, natural gas supplier in the city. And we have to do this every 30 years, believe it or not.
Well,
and
I was going to say that this is like a fairly long-term contract, but it has to get done every so often.
Yeah, it just identifies SEMCO as the gas provider, and it expires in the spring of next year, so we're just getting ahead of it a little bit. And it's really nothing has changed. Nothing's different. It's just allows them to continue the service they're providing.
It allows them to be the, I guess, the natural gas provider to the municipality for the properties that are in it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And now there's also a couple of presentations tonight. These are always interesting. One of them ties into something that I wanted to touch on that you and the commission are doing a little bit earlier before the meeting, and that is to go take a look at the construction so far of the new Municipal Service Center in North Marquette. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, once we got the building closed in, we wanted to schedule a tour for the commission, and we did that for this meeting tonight. And at 5:15, the commissioners will be touring the facility to see what's there, what's happening, what's been done, what needs to be done. I think they will be impressed. I know I am, and I think most people that drive by are.
Yeah, it's coming together really nicely. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it seems to be proceeding on schedule, correct? Yeah. I mean, everything seems to be on time.
Yeah, everything's moving ahead very well. And, you know, after that tour, the Gunlock Champion, our contractor, will be at the city commission meeting to give a public update of how things are proceeding and how we're doing. And as I mentioned, it should all be very good.
And then also another presentation with the folks with the Peter Wright Public Library.
Yes, the library is going to be there for their annual report to the city commission. As you are well aware, all of the subcommittees or boards of the commission annually have to give one report, and this will be theirs. And I think this one will be interesting. Of course, everybody is wondering how the library is doing, and
right,
you know, given the tax situation and things of that nature. And you know, I think they may have some very interesting information. I know that they have some structural issues they want to deal with at the library, and you know, things like that are coming up in the future to try to, you know, to get some things fixed and done. So I think that should be a nice conversation with the commission.
That is followed by a consent agenda, a vote that has fairly administrative things on it, and then that's basically about it, which is an interesting meeting tonight that maybe it's seasonal right now, but not a lot of business to discuss.
Yeah, you know, we have a consent agenda, no old business or unfinished business, no new business, and that's just the way it shook out for this time of the year. You know, the next meeting will be a week from today.
Yeah, that bears mentioning that because of the holidays, the next meeting will not be at its regularly scheduled time.
Right, we don't have the 2 weeks in between, and I suspect we'll have a couple of, new business items for that meeting. Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention before you are out is that this next meeting in December will be the last one of the meeting time at 7, and then after the first of the year, the meeting times change.
That's correct. The at the last meeting, the commission agreed to start the meetings in January for the next year at 6 p.m. instead of 7, which in theory should get us home a little bit earlier. But, you know, we do have to keep that thread out there that if they go too long, we may have a revolution. So,
or something along those lines. But tonight's meeting will be at 7 o'clock, and then the next one then is next week. It's in 1 week, correct?
That's correct.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.